Redemption's Quest, The Holy Grail, Chapter 7, Judas Iscariot's Arrival. In the depths of despair and torment, Judas Iscariot's spirit writhes, haunted by his betrayal. Desperation drives him to seek the one thing that might offer him redemption, the Holy Grail. One demon, mocking Judas, overhearing his thoughts, says, "Judas, you traitor of the divine, your place is here with us forever." And another demon says, menacing, "You should feel the weight of your sins." Judas, desperate and struggling, says, "No, I must escape. I must find the Grail. It is my only chance for salvation." As Judas flees, breaking the chains that hold him in hell, memories of his final days on earth flood his mind. He recalls one of his last conversations with Jesus. Jesus was gentle despite what he had done. "Judas, will you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" Judas says, pained, "Master, I did not know what I was doing." Jesus was calm and resigned. "Then do what you came for, friend." Judas's mind returns to the present day, 2,000 years later. "Jesus, forgive me. I was blinded by my own foolishness and greed. I beg you to forgive me." Jesus is solemn and compassionate. "I do forgive you, Judas, but your actions have set you on a path that cannot be undone. My Father, the Holy Spirit, and I must uphold the integrity of justice." Judas is tearful. "But Jesus, I seek redemption." And Jesus, firm but compassionate, said, "Your deeds have earned you this torment. The balance must be maintained." With a renewed determination, Judas realizes his journey for the Grail is a test of his true repentance. "Camelot, yes, I must help Galahad in Camelot. The Grail, I will help him to retain it, no matter what the cost. Surely Jesus in heaven won't overlook my efforts if I help Camelot to keep the Grail and to spread the message to everybody." And so Judas Iscariot steps into Camelot, seeking the one thing that might restore his soul.
"I don't know if I can trust him. He is Judas the ultimate betrayer."
"Here? Remember that the Grail is about unity, and unity means forgiveness as well."
Hearing of his arrival, the group is split as to whether it's good or not. Judas joins the heroes, causing tension, especially with Sir Galahad.
"Why should we trust you, Judas? You betrayed the greatest light."
I seek redemption," Judas said humbly, "just as you do. Let me help. Let me help with protecting Camelot and protecting the Grail."
Benedict intervenes, calm yet firm.
"Everybody deserves a chance for their redemption. Let him prove his worth. I've learned that I am a title of a position, nothing more."
"But a pope accepting Judas Iscariot?"
"I cannot judge." "Can you truly judge, Galahad?" "You have grown, Galahad. I have not. I realize my work should be more about enhancing the lives of others and being more selfless. So I ask you to reconsider, not based upon my desires to prove my legacy, but to help others and help another soul selflessly. This is not about my legacy. It is about compassion and forgiveness."
Galahad, processing what he had heard, turned to Judas.
"Trust is earned, not given, Judas. And you have a long way to go to earn my trust."
Selene the succubus then interjected, looking around.
"Faustus isn't here, and perhaps that's for the best. I admire him, yes, but his help stems from the mistakes he made. He's seeking redemption all the time out of necessity. But is that the only reason for good deeds? And am I the same way that Faustus is?"
The introspective demoness wondered. Galahad looks at Judas and the demoness, sighing.
"Ah, I'm probably no better than you, Celine, and probably worse.
He turns to Judas.
I'm giving you a shovel, Judas. Help dig some ditches for us to fight, to protect Camelot and protect the Grail.
With these words, the tension eases slightly, and the group begins to accept Judas, cautiously allowing him a chance to prove his worth. Thus, Judas takes his place among the heroes, his journey for redemption intertwined with theirs each step, a testament to the possibility of forgiveness and change. Judas is desperate, seeking redemption at all costs, manifesting in bravery, dedication, and an effort. His zealousness wins the respect of everyone, whether they like him or not. Despite his doubts and misgivings, Galahad decides he'll give Judas a full chance. Before a campfire at night, Galahad turned reflective to Judas.
You know, Judas, maybe I was a bit harsh on you. I've had to think about my own conduct a lot lately. It's not just about seeing God and dancing under the stars. It's about tearing apart the house of your ego and looking for the flaws and foundational cracks, you know?
Judas said thoughtful,
I think my cracks are very evident.
And Galahad sighed.
But besides betraying our Savior, look at your reasons for doing what you're doing now. Could there be a greater purpose, something more magnanimous for you? But isn't seeking redemption magnanimous enough?
And Galahad responded,
well, your journey could be about even more. But that's something you have to see and learn for yourself.
In this moment of introspection, both Judas and Galahad take steps toward understanding and acceptance, their individual quest for redemption now intertwined. And Celine says,
I felt that coming here, all this distance and time travel, was about helping Galahad. But maybe it was truly about helping ourselves.